Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it on!
Sprawl and brawl, ground and pound. Get ready for an MMA showdown. Now, the ultimate Octagon Insider, Sean and Tristan Ducross.
Everybody, welcome. You're listening to the Sports Warriors with the boys, Sean and Tristan Ducross. We are on YouTube.tv as well Talk Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Sean and Tristan Ducross. You can follow us on there. You can talk to us about the tonight's show on there and on YouTube. In the meantime, Sean, incredible weekend over the time, but a little bit of interesting news has come out. That it has, it's been one of those tailwinds going on around mixed martial arts, and again, it just hits again. And that is that not only did you have John Jones test for performance-enhancing drugs, but you then have Brock Lesnar test not once, but twice for performance-enhancing drugs, if you will. Then today, you can add a two-year suspension for Chad Mendez. So Chad Mendez is the latest guy to get popped for steroids. So now the question now becomes, is this a steroid era for the UFC? Because this is three fighters within the time frame of UFC 200 that has now come out that, well, they have steroids. Steroids is becoming a wave right through them. And it's funny because at the same time, you have spoken about that John Jones, you have Brock Lesnar, Chad Mendes, all as to who has been accounted for the steroids. But what can be done at this point? That's the biggest question. A lot of people don't know what's left in terms of where is UFC going to go from here, because you can't sit back and take kindly to everybody with these steroids and whatnot. You have to look back and go, well, this is what's happening. How can the UFC fix these issues? That's the biggest question that you have going forward. They put in all this hoopla about, well, if this person tests for this, if this person does this, we're going to go this route. But when you look at it, you've got so much other issues that it stems deeper. Nate Diaz and Nick Diaz has been saying it for a while, is that everybody's on steroids. So if everybody's on steroids, what exactly are they doing to fix this? All they are doing is encouraging it.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're encouraging, I don't even necessarily know if it is 100% about encouraging steroids. It's just that when you think about mixed martial arts, you really don't want to think or have any kind of idea that, hey, steroids is a big issue. It's a big, huge black eye on the sport. You know, Michael Schiavello joins us later, and he's the voice, and even he spoken about it. Even he has spoken about it a little bit, and he mentioned, well, hey, you know, we got to figure out how to clean this up. But at what time is it too late to clean it up? It's too late to clean it up now. Because of the fact that you're now on the past UFC 200. You're past that. You're now. It's over with. You've got to dig deeper now. You can't let this go by the wayside. Well, it was brought to my attention that, well, shouldn't you just legalize steroids?
Why?
Why would you want to legalize steroids? Because what? You want to make the playing field level? There's a lot of people out there that don't want to take steroids, that don't want to get that extra edge. You don't. So why should all of a sudden everybody should take steroids? Why? That's the thing. And you can't talk about even the playing field. It's just not going to happen. Because at any point in time, if say you take steroids or say I take steroids, if you take steroids and I take steroids, what are you going to try to do? You're going to try to one-up me. then I'm going to try to one-up you. It's not going to be in the best case scenario at the end of the day to go, well, he did it. I want to do it. I want to be better than him. If you keep going one-up, 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 all that's going to lead to is worse situations than what you're at right now. That's what's going to happen. What? You're going to be held accountable for the failures or the death of fighters if you try to legalize steroids or any performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, you've seen over the course of the years that how many wrestlers in the WWE from the steroid era of their own that they have lost. There's so many wrestlers that still to this day that have taken steroids and have died because of it, because of the ramifications that it has had on their bodies or what they have done. You've heard bodybuilders die due to taking too much steroids, or certain people that take steroids, and it leads people to wonder, well, what kind of athlete are they? You know, one person that comes to my mind is Jose Canseco. You know, what type of ball player was he off the juice? Because 90% of the time, he was on the juice. Mark McGwire. How much of his accolades was tarnished due to steroids? So, looks like we're going to have to just pause the show for a minute until we get our technical difficulties squared away, or so it seems. What do you want to do?
Well, I have to stop it. I can't continue to give a show where everything's cut in and out right now. So,
okay. If
we can come back, we'll come back. If not, we'll post something later. Reboot that computer. Because everything is just freezing. Like, my God, I can't get any fucking thing to work.
Yep. It's about shot, that's why.